Like to call the October 2006 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Mr. J.T. Holland to give the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Mr. Carl Josephson.
Everybody please stand.
Heavenly Father, we ask your presence with us here and in our daily lives, that the things that we do and say may be for the benefit of our fellow man. Make us ever mindful of our gifts and grant us this day some new vision of your truth. Amen.
Amen.
Please face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the Marine Resources Commission monthly meeting. I can assure you that you will be heard on any matter that's important to you. While this is not a court of law, this is a quasi-judicial body in which all of the testimony that comes before the commission today will be kept as a verbatim record. You'll be asked to come forward before you testify. You'll be asked to identify yourself, who you represent, and be given an oath to tell the truth. So with that, I'd like to move on with the agenda. Y'all have the agenda before you. There has been the last couple of days some moving on the agenda. Is there anything on the agenda that needs to be added, deleted, or corrected as printed? Mr. Watkinson. Okay. Yes, sir. Item 11 is the commission consideration of draft deed and draft resolution for conveyance authorized by Chapter 201, Acts of Assembly 2006. Yes, sir?
And also item 2N on page 2 items is the applicant adapted that.
Tony, was that M or N? Okay, like November. All right. Are there any other corrections to the agenda by the members of the commission or staff? Mr. Travelstead.
We have a request from the county that they be provided an exemption from the provision of having to set their nest this year because of the damage they suffered.
Yes, sir.
They had this a couple of months ago. I'm not sure that they're going to show up at the meeting today, but we'd like to go ahead and initiate rather than work around something.
Where would you like that placed on the agenda?
Item
11 now is consideration from pound matters. Okay, that's what it'll be. Any other corrections, deletions? Matters before the commission for approval of the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve as amended.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins.
Second.
The second by Mr. Tankard. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is the minutes. You've had the minutes of the previous meeting before you. Any corrections, deletions, additions, or other considerations to the minutes?
Move the minutes be approved as circulated.
Second. Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. Fox. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries. For the record, Chair voted aye on the agenda as well, Ms. Leonard. Before we continue on with the agenda, I'd like to swear the staff and members of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science that may be testifying today. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you will give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Be seated, please. Let the record reflect we do have a quorum. I received a phone call from Mr. McCleskey this morning. He indicated he would not be here today. Next item on the agenda, Mr. Grab, permits. Mr. Watkinson.
I'll handle those.
Great. Good to have you before the commission.
We had 16, I guess it's now 15, page 2 items. Bob has been recovering from cold. He didn't know if he'd make it through the long list, so he's asked me to go through these projects today.
I'm glad he's feeling better. I know last week was a little rough.
Our page 2 items are those items over $50,000 in project costs. For which staff has conducted a public interest review. We have received no opposition, and staff is recommending approval of the following projects. Since it's a rather long list, I'll try and paraphrase a little bit of each of the agenda items. that are on the page two today. So first of all, item 2A is Spotsylvania County Department of Public Utilities. They're requesting authorization to install 309 linear feet of sewer line crossing under Massaponics Creek at 13 separate locations. And also they want to stabilize the stream crossings with a total of approximately 6,580 square feet of riprap. We're recommending approval of this project with standard in-stream conditions. Item 2B, Marine Corps Base Quantico. They are requesting authorization for the construction of a new 35-foot-wide steel plate girder bridge with concrete deck crossing over approximately 140 linear feet of Chappawamsett Creek, reinstalling water, sanitary, electrical, and communication utility lines and conduits that will be suspended from the bridge. Also, they're installing and backfilling approximately 35 linear feet of sheet pile retaining wall bulkhead and 48 linear feet of riprap bank stabilization. This is adjacent to Quantico Marine Base in Stafford County. Item 2C is the Fairview Beach LLC. They're requesting authorization to install four low-profile stone groins, which will extend a maximum of 61 feet channelward of mean low water, extend an existing stone groin by 25 feet in length that will take it to 52 feet channelward of mean low water. And they also want to lengthen an existing breakwater to a total length of 160 linear feet. They will also artificially nourish the proposed groins and breakwater within 14 days of their completion, and with 1,350 cubic yards of clean beach quality sand. This is adjacent to the Fairview Beach area in King George County. Item 2D, Prince William County Department of Public Works is requesting authorization to replace an existing two-lane bridge with a new 95-foot-wide four-lane bridge whilst crossing over 69 linear feet of broad run on Linton Hall Road. That's Route 619 in Prince William County. Item 2E, Atlantic Energy. They're requesting authorization to maintenance dredge up to 23,000 cubic yards of subaqueous material per cycle to restore depths of minus 37 feet at mean low water at their propane gas unloading facility at the confluence of St. Julian Creek and the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. In this case, all dredge material will be transported and disposed of within Craney Island Rehandling Basin in Portsmouth. In this case, we're recommending a five-year permit with requirements for post-dredge bathymetric surveys to be submitted to staff for review after each dredging cycle. And that was in accordance with our previous permit conditions for this project. Item 2F, Glenn P. Bean is requesting authorization to construct three 150-foot-long, 20-foot-wide quarry stone breakwaters, and that will be located a maximum of 120 feet channeled of mean low water, and nourished behind the structures with 5,240 cubic yards of sand bank material. And this is along the Rappahannock River at the end of Belmont Creek Road in Lancaster County. In this case, we recommend approval with the requirement for a turbidity curtain around the work area during bank grading and breakwater construction, and the submittal of a detailed beach vegetation plan, schedule, and monitoring plan for the nourishment area. We also recommended in this case a royalty in the amount of $1,768.50 for the placement of beach quality sand over 35,370 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. Item 2G, North American Properties, is requesting authorization to construct a 20-foot-long by 54-foot-wide temporary work bridge across Sandy Creek. In this case, we're recommending approval contingent on the removal of the temporary work bridge upon completion of the construction activities and an encroachment royalty, in this case, of $700 for the encroachment of the bridge over 700 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $1 per square foot. Item 2H, Tazewell County Public Service Authority is requesting a modification to their previously issued permit to install a submerged sewer line beneath approximately 150 linear feet of the Bluestone River at one additional location. This will be beneath Route 119-460, and this is in Tazewell County. We recommend approval with our standard in-stream permit conditions and an in-stream work time of year restriction of December 1 through June 15th and August 15th through September 30th to minimize impacts upon trout species and the Tennessee heel splitters. Additionally, the results of an updated mussel survey and relocation must be submitted to DGIF for review and approval 30 days prior to construction. Item 2I, the Ward Arster Company. I will read all of this one since this was a previous project for which there was considerable concern. They're requesting authorization to modify the location and dimensions of their previously approved locations in which to deploy 4-foot by 4-foot by 2-foot high buoyed aquaculture cages on a portion of their leased oyster ground located in the Ware River in Gloucester County. The sites proposed to be modified were previously identified as sites 4 and 5 and are located downstream, which is east of Jarvis Point. The proposed modifications reduce the size of site 5 by eliminating an area measuring approximately 50 feet wide by 800 feet long. That would be 40,000 square feet on the east side. Site 4 is proposed to be increased in size by approximately 40,000 square feet and located between 150 feet and 500 feet to the west, closer to the submerged Jarvis Point area. The net combined size of the two areas is not proposed to be increased, and no additional cages are requested to be deployed within the sites. The modification is being sought so that more of the authorized area includes waters with the required depth range of between minus 4 and minus 6 feet at mean low water, and that was part of the Commission's approval requirement from the original approval. Item 2J, Naval Facilities Engineering Command, request authorization to install and backfill 812 linear feet of bulkhead, and this is channelward of an existing deteriorated bulkhead adjacent to property situated along the Elizabeth River in Portsmouth. Item 2K, York County, request authorization to install a 40-foot by 6-foot aluminum ramp and a 65-foot by 13-foot floating dock for canoe and kayak launching at the public ramp situated along Wormley Creek in York County. Item 2L, Norfolk Department of Utilities, is requesting authorization to install two 36-inch welded steel raw water pipelines extending up to 100 feet channeled of mean low water in the western branch of the Nansemond River along an existing right-of-way in the Reeds Ferry area of the city of Suffolk. Item 2M, Vince Brothers et al. Are requesting authorization to dredge approximately 2,878 cubic yards of state submerged bottom to achieve maximum depths of minus 3.5 feet at mean low water to improve navigation for riparian properties located at 1000 and 1001 Briarwood Point along Hebden Cove in Virginia Beach. In this case, the dredge material is to be offloaded and transported to an improved upland disposal site. We're also recommending a royalty of $1,295.10 for the dredging of 2,878 cubic yards at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Item 2N has been pulled. Item 2O is Baymark Construction Corporation. They're requesting authorization to modify their previously authorized permit to construct a 1,375-foot-long by 10-foot-wide open-pile fishing pier with a 116-foot-long by 30-foot-wide modified T-head and two floating docks for water taxis and boat rentals at their property situated along the Chesapeake Bay in the town of Cape Charles. The modification in this case is to change the material for the fishing pier from concrete to timber and to place the wooden support piles on 15-foot centers. The pier will be rated for 15 tons with the wooden piles driven to a minimum of 15 feet below grade and all hardware will be graded to stainless steel in an effort to overcome storm surges. All other conditions in this case shall remain consistent with the terms and conditions authorized by the Commission at the June 27, 2006 meeting. Item 2P, the last page 2 item, is Columbia Gas Transmission Corporation. They're requesting authorization to replace or repair existing gas pipeline segments along a 15-mile section of line VB and a 69-mile section of line VB loop, possibly requiring the excavation, exposure, and replacement of the pipeline along numerous stream crosses in Shenandoah and Warren counties. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer them, or members of the staff may be able to help us out.
Any questions for Mr. Watkins and the staff from the commission? Mr. Fox.
Can someone tell me under 2H what a Tennessee heeled splitter is?
It's a threatened endangered mussel species.
Oh, it's a mussel?
Mussel.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Step on him and split your heel, I presume.
I have one question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Item 2I, Ward Oyster Company.
Mr. Robin.
This shifting, I guess, or reallocation of the space where these aquaculture cages are going to be placed, is the primary intention to comply with the water depth requirement that the commission included as a condition in the permit?
That's my understanding, and I don't know if Chip has any
correct.
Other comment.
Okay.
Correct. And these two sites, the sites 4 and 5, were the ones that were not controversial. They were the ones that were located furthest downstream, if you can remember. It
right.
Right beyond that Jarvis Point area. And we notified all the folks that were opposed to it originally and ran an advertisement and received no comment.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions from the commission? I have one. 2M.
Okay.
Can you tell me the name, Vince? Can you spell that for the record?
V-I-N-C-E.
Uh-huh. Last name?
Bowers.
Okay.
I said Brothers.
Yeah,
think.
That's. I just didn't know whether it was a typo or whether you had the right information or we did. Just for the record. Thank you. Thank you, Tony. This matter is a public hearing. Anyone in the audience, pro or con, on any of these page 2 items that would like to be heard? There are none. The matters are before the commission. Mr. Holland?
I have a request, sir. If you would take all of the items except 2-0, which I will have to abstain on and vote separate on that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. For the record, I will need a motion that reflects Mr. Holland's desire.
I move so.
Move made by Mr. Schick to vote on or consider items 2-A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, and P. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Chair votes aye. Mr. Holland votes aye on the motion as well. Now, need a motion on 2-0.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve item 2-0.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Schick. All in favor of 2-0 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously with the exception of Mr. Holland. Is there abstains? Thank you.